Almost every time Cincinnati Union Bethel executives come to the construction site on Reading Road across from the United Way, they see something new. One day last week, Vice President Mary Carol Melton and CEO Steve McConnell noticed new lampposts.
Oh my goodness, I just didn't even notice it today.
Oh my God.
You haven't done that since I was here 2 hours ago, have you?
Those have been it.
They explain the 63,000 square foot building is a work in progress. Next week, volunteers will plant flowers and shrubs in a private garden. Move-in is scheduled for the middle of June. About half the low-income single women will come from the old Anna Louise Inn downtown, others from homeless shelters. Melton explains these rooms are different from the dorm-style ones at Lytle Park. They are efficiency apartments with a kitchenette, living area, bedroom, and bathroom.
Most important thing about this new building is that by going to these efficiency apartments, it totally increases the quality of life and the self-sufficiency for low-income women, who the building is designed for.
So far, the future residents have only seen pictures. Soon, they'll get to take a tour. CEO Steve McConnell says he's delighted how things have turned out despite the Western and Southern lawsuit and settlement that prompted the move.
As in most things that start out a little bumpy, this has worked out just great. And we are very excited about the appearance of the building and the work the architects have done and the construction team. And we couldn't be more delighted. When I see these rooms compared to what we had in Lytle Park, the quality of life is just expanded so much.
You can see pictures of the Anna Louise Inn on our website. There are similarities between the old building and the new building, according to Mary Carol Melton.
If you kind of just look at the building, we've taken some of the sort of the ambiance or the architectural style from the current Anna Louise Inn by using the red brick and having the columns in front and, you know, having a porch area, and sort of at the top of the building you can see the white shingled look. And if you go down to the inn now, you would see kind of a similar look to it.
In addition to the 85 efficiency apartments, another 24 women will be served by the Off the Streets program in a dorm setting. The Greater Cincinnati Behavioral Health Services will have an office in the building, making sure these women get back on their feet with the health care and employment help they need. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.